Okay, we're doing Tumot, we're up to Perek Gimel. So what do we see in Perek Beis? Perek Beis focused that you can't take from Tara la Tameh because you might not put them close together. And it's only a Din Drabonim. If it's all one cake, so you have no choice, so then you do. You're Mafresh Me'at Tara la Tameh. If it's two, then you don't. And Rav Lezer doesn't agree with the whole idea. Then we saw that you shouldn't be mafresh mitame ala tor, because there you're harming the coin. You're taking from something bad on something good. And if you did it, so Chazal were gozer that the truma they couldn't undo, because it's truma, you can't undo that. But Chazal were gozer that you have to take off another truma. And the same thing if you have a levi that has a meiser, that he keeps taking off truma meiser from that, let's say, loaf of bread. So later on, he discovers that that loaf of bread is tummy. So then, if it was bishogeg, we say, okay, whatever happened, happened. If it's b'mezid, so again, chazal were konesim. It's not only then in truma, it's also in truma's meiser. And Rav Yehuda says, if he forgot, so then we don't buy it. That's not a shogeg, he should have known better. Forgetting isn't a good excuse. Mishnah Gimel told us that if someone was tovel his dishes on Shabbos, so bishogeg, we let him use it. And if he did it on purpose, then he can't use it. So Mishnah Gimel had said that it's a kim mitakin mone. It's as though he fixed it, so you can't use it on Shabbos. And if you took off meiser, so that's also as though you're fixing things. And if you cook on Shabbos, our Mishnah held that if you did it by mistake, you could eat the food on Matzei Shabbos, and if you did it on purpose, then you could never eat it. Other people can eat it. That's how our Mishnah held. There are many shittos among the Tanaim, but that's the Stam Mishnah by us. If a person planted on Shabbos, so b'shogeg he could leave it, and on purpose he has to uproot it. On Shemitah, even by mistake we make him uproot it, because Am Yisrael wasn't trusted on Shemitah. You could trust them, they wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in general, even though even in Shabbos you have Gzeres HaBalonim. You do have certain instances where Chazal said Am Yisrael is Choshud on being Mechal Shabbos. The general rule is not. Mishnah Dalit told us that it all has to be one species, and then said all wheat and figs and dates, there doesn't matter if they're dried or in cake form, they're all the same. And then the Mishnah brought a machlokas, do you always take the best, like the Pasuk says, chelbo, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, or Tanakama says, when you don't have a coin present, then you have to take what would last. And that's the focus of Mishnah Hey. Do you prefer taking a whole small one, which will last longer, or do you take half of a big onion, which is better? Rabbi Yehuda said, always go for the better. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you also take off from different types of onions, the better ones, even though they last less time. And Mishnah Vav said, you take off your mafresh olives that are up for olive oil, and they can go for weaker olives or poorer olives that you pickle. But you can't do the reverse. You can take off wine that hasn't yet been cooked, which is better, or for that which has been cooked. And that's all okay, because it's all one min. Whenever, how do you know if it's a one min or not? If it's kilayim, so then you shouldn't take one off for the other, even if it's better. If it's not kilayim, so they're all one min, so then you should take from the better one on the worse one. If you took the worse one by mistake, it's truma. The exception would be zunin and chitin, where the zunin aren't considered food, so even though they're not kilayim, you can't take off from one on the other. Kishut and Melafifon are one, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that they are two. And that brings us to the third perek.